My name is Ella. I took CS75 with Professor Mellon. And my final project is called Petbook. It's a website like Facebook, but for pet owners. You can go inside and look for tips to take care of your pet. So, but it's more like the human side, because you need to train yourself before buy a pet or go to find a pet. So one of the functionalities is that you can find news about pets, not just dogs, and it's about pets that, for example, the air companies where you can fly for a cheaper price and tips like that. You can create your profile. You can go and add your pictures, your pet pictures, modify your pet information, and maintain like a file of your pet information, like the vet information, medical information, your notes. You can connect with other people that is inside the system. So you can find people by their name, email, last name, and send an email, a message saying, oh, I want to contact you or something like this. In addition, you can find many breeds information. The breed that has been registered by the American Kennel Association. And for now, that's it.
That certainly sounds comprehensive, so if you wouldn't mind giving us a demo.
Of course. So here, if you are not a registered user, you can go here and find for look for tips to take care of your pets. So you can go here and there and look for the information that we have already registered. If you want to have to see more functionality, that is not okay. You can log in. So here you can see the information that we already saw. Here we have a XML selector, XML fitted selector with dog information from the different breeds. Here this is a RSS feed. It's dynamically updated. The news comes from Yahoo News about pets.
Did you include all this information yourself, or did you pull the dog data from some other website?
The dog data was pulled from Wikipedia and the American Kennel Club. And here in the lower part of each description, you can see the source. Yes, no, I wish I could know everything. here, because I registered, I have my own profile. And here, I can see myself, I can add other picture, I can see my pets, and edit the pet information, and add other pet pictures. Here, you can see all the information about my pet, vet information, notes, medication information, that I think is very important. I have myself two dogs, and I think this is very handy. I'm going to return to my profile. Here I can add other pets. I can register whatever number of pets you like. And in addition, here, let me return to my main page. We are trying to find somebody that is already registered in the system. So we are going to send him a message and, of course, to contact him and say, oh, come on and register in Petbook. So I'm going to find my husband. I want to know if he's already in the system. I said, oh, okay. He's in the system, so I am going to send him a hello. And here I can see my information, but I can't see his information because I want to protect his information, of course. And here I'm going to send it. And he's going to receive an email. I'm going to receive an email. And whatever information.
So it's kind of a combination of a pet information resource and a social networking site.
Yes, because pet owners are a community by itself. We are very close to our pets and other people with pets and everything. So that's why I created this.
Well, that's great. Thanks for taking the time to show it to us.
Thank
you. Did a great job.
Thank you.